This is a very interesting question that Balaram put up, and he said he heard this in a discussion amongst the devotees, that one day at our old temple in Hungary, a gentleman came in asking to see me, and the devotees answered that I was feverish and I wasn't seeing any guests, and the gentleman left. And then supposedly a little while later I came running downstairs in a gumsha asking, where's the guest? And they said, oh, he's gone. And I said, well, that's too bad, because that was Narada Muni, and at least you're fortunate that you got to see Narada Muni. So he asks, well, what's the truth behind the story? Well, it's a story. I don't think there's any truth behind it, although there's probably some root to it. It probably came from something, in that I wasn't satisfied with the way devotees were receiving guests, and guests could be anybody. We should treat them as if they're Atithi Deo Bhagavan, as if they're Bhagavan, whether the Supreme Bhagavan or a Vaishnav like Narada Muni. But no, Narada Muni doesn't have to dress up as a Hungarian to come and see me. If I was so fortunate enough to get his darshan, he can walk through walls, appear in the room, and come in his own attire. I quite doubt that he would be disguised in any way, but rather he would come as we usually see him depicted, along with his veena. Nonetheless, the whole concept of greeting guests is such an important thing, and that simple phrase "Atithi Deo Bhagavan" is something worthwhile to be remembered, is that Vaishnavas should greet guests as if they were the Supreme Lord. Sweet words, offer water. Srila Prabhupada always wanted prasadam, wanted full prasadam. That we don't neglect those who come to us, and of course not just to temples, but those who come to our home, because we don't know who they are. We treat them as if they were Bhagavan, but there are Puranic stories of great devotees or the Lord himself coming in disguise. So we should be open. And of course, another aspect of hosting guests is not being reactive, that when and if someone shows up, but actually inviting guests. And that's another part of culture, is that, especially grihasthas, that they always invite people into their home, because it's part of what makes a home, is that it's home for others. And it keeps us from becoming too possessive, too miserly. We don't shut down, but we open up. When Krishna is about to leave the planet, yesterday I was reading Brahma Vaivarta Purana, and at the end he's describing the symptoms of Kali Yuga, and one of them being that people no longer know how to receive guests. They no longer open their homes to receive guests, and even if guests do, they don't get a nice reception. But that is what Vaishnav culture is all about, actually receiving guests nicely, being hospitable, being generous, and by that we not only please Krishna, but we also ornament ourselves with good qualities like magnanimity, kindness, and so on. So Atithi Deo Bhagavan. No, unfortunately Narada Muni did not come to visit me, but we should be hosting our guests as if they are Narada Muni. And who knows, maybe if we are so expert, and both as an institution or as individuals and as families become so famous for our generosity and our kindness in hosting guests, then other great, great personalities will come to visit. But aside from that, it could be just any ordinary person. And if that ordinary person is nicely received, then he may become a full-time devotee, any kind of devotee, and become a very great personality. Whereas if he didn't receive a nice reception, he may go away and not become a devotee. So that that is also part of Atithi Deo Bhagava, a practice and quality that as individuals and as institution we do well to cultivate. Hare Krishna. Okay, now I have to just add to this story. So as I was telling it, then Manjwali's in the room next door, and this is our Manjwali from here in Hungary, and she's dressing down the Tagore Hari, and then she came in and told me a story dating back to 94, and that was when we weren't living up here. We were still in a village in just one little house, and her and Chandradore were boiling milk. And as they were boiling milk, this old man, toothless man, came in, knocked on the door, and said, "I'm on my way home. I want to know what you're all doing over here." And he started asking questions, and he said he was very intellectual, which didn't really quite fit with the villagers. And also, they'd never seen him. They knew everyone in the village, and they didn't know who he was. And he asked them for a cup of milk, and even though the milk wasn't offered, they gave him a cup of milk, and then they talked for a while, and he left. And then they ran out to see where he'd gone to, which house he went to, but he'd sort of disappeared. And they never saw him thereafter. No one, as I mentioned, recognize him because they hadn't seen him in the village, and they never saw him thereafter. So who was he? Was he Narada Muni? Well, certainly someone who else. And who knows? I'll just leave that with you. Hare Krishna. But it's a good thing we gave him milk.